Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Brethren, when the time had fully come, God sent forth His Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then also an heir of God through Christ. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will govern my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him. When they had heard the king, they went their way. And lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. On this day, the 25th of December, we commemorate the Nativity of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The incomprehensible and inexplicable Nativity of Christ came to pass when Herod the Great was reigning in Judea. The latter was an Ascalonite on his father's side and an Idumean on his mother's. He was in every way foreign to the royal line of David. Rather, he had received his authority from the Roman emperors and had ruled tyrannically over the Jewish people for some 33 years. The tribe of Judah, which had reigned of old, was deprived of its rights and stripped of all rule and authority. Such was the condition of the Jews when the awaited Messiah was born, and truly thus was fulfilled the prophecy which the patriarch Jacob had spoken 1807 years before, "A ruler shall not fail from Judah, nor a prince from his loins, until there come the things stored up for him, and he is the expectation of the nations." Thus our Savior was born in Bethlehem, a city of Judea, whither Joseph had come from Nazareth of Galilee, taking Mary his betrothed, who was great with child, that according to the decree issued in those days by the Emperor Augustus, they might be registered in the census of those subject to Rome. Therefore, when the time came for the virgin to give birth, and since because of the great multitude there was no place in the inn, the virgin's circumstance constrained them to enter a cave which was near Bethlehem. Having as shelter a stable of irrational beasts, she gave birth there, and swaddled the infant and laid him in a manger. From this the tradition has come down to us, that when Christ was born he lay between two animals, an ox and an ass, that the words of the prophet might be fulfilled, "Between two living creatures shalt thou be known." And the ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But while the earth gave the newborn Savior such a humble reception, heaven on high celebrated majestically his world-saving coming. A wondrous star, shining with uncommon brightness and following a strange course, led magi from the east to Bethlehem to worship the newborn king. Certain shepherds who were in the area of Bethlehem, who kept watch while tending their sheep, were suddenly surrounded by an extraordinary light, and they saw before them an angel who proclaimed to them the good tidings of the Lord's joyous nativity. And straightway, together with this angel, they beheld and heard the whole host of heavenly powers praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.